25 past one. The Olympic torch is in Derbyshire. It's in North Derbyshire at the moment, and our North Derbyshire reporter is somewhere near it, aren't you, Matt Barlow?
Yeah, in a few minutes' time, Andy, it's due to arrive here at Highfield School. I'm parked up next to one of the vehicles, one of the front-running vehicles, a BMW with all the painted logos on. I can read on the side of the vehicle now, it says Moment to Shine. And the school's packed with excited children here who have already had their own mini-Olympics just up on the sports field there. I can see a number of flags fluttering in the wind. They've got flags from countries across the world here. And I've got one of our very own, well, a couple of our own sports stars here. I've got the women's football team captain, Casey Stoner, that's been here. What have you been up to today then here?
Having some fun with the kids, you know. Obviously spoke to the primary children who are doing some sports here, watching the kids do their little mini Olympics. It's their sports day today, so I'll be presenting some medals and just really getting excited about the torch arriving.
Well, we can hear the tannoy in the background from activities that they're doing. What difference do you think an event like this has? We keep hearing about the Olympic legacy. Do you think it really causes a legacy?
Yeah, definitely. I think it'll inspire the kids in the future. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for them to come and see the torch, and hopefully it'll inspire them through sport in some way.
And we were talking about your involvement or not in the Olympics. Is this something that you'd hope to get involved with, you know, if and when women's football was included?
Well, we've actually got a team in this year's Olympics, and I'm part of that team, so I'm going to be competing in this year's Olympics in Team GB, so I'm really looking forward to it. We meet up next week, and our first game is at the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff on the 25th, so very much looking forward to it.